So let's review. Our Mishnah began with Be'echad Be'adr Mashmin Al-Ashkalim. On the first of Adar, we begin announcing the annual collection of the Machzah Shekel for the Beis HaMikdash. Of Al-Aklaim, on this date as well, we begin announcing to people to take heed of their fields and gardens to make sure that two different types of species are not growing together in violation of the Isra of Klaim. The Mishnah also mentioned that Uvachamisha Asr Vay, Karinas HaMegillah B'Krachen, on the 15th of Adar, we read the Megillah in walled cities, and Umesaknin Esadrachim Vesarachavis Vesmikves Amayim. We also begin repairing the roads and streets as well as checking the mikvahs to make sure that they are all in order for the Jews who will be going up to Jerusalem for Pesach and the other festivals. The Gemara then asked, V'lama be'echad be'adr? Why does the collection of the Machzah Shekel have to start Davka on this date? K'dei sheyiviyu Yisrael l'sheklein b'inoysen v'titarm trumas alishka menachadosh b'zmano be'echad b'nissen. We want the karbanos to come from the funds given by Am Yisrael for the year in which they're offered, not from last year's funds. The first of Nisan is the cutoff date when the Trumas HaLishka is replenished with the new Shkalim for the new year. So we start collecting 1 month in advance on the first of Adar. Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak learns out that the Trumas HaLishka begins on Rosh Chodesh Nisan from the Mishkan, which was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and was further learned about the Mishkan, B'yayim Shehukam HaMishkan, B'yayim Nisrim HaTruma, that immediately on that very day that the Mishkan was erected, the new Shkolim were appropriated for the Karbanos, setting a precedent forever that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day of Trumas HaLishka. Rav Tavi Reb Yeshi B'Shem Rav Kahana learned this from the phrase L'Chodesh HaShana that appears in two different Pesukim. In Parashas HaChodesh it says, Rishon Hu Lechem L'Chodesh HaShana, and in another Pasuk about the Oilas Rosh Chodesh it says, Zeis Oilas Chodesh B'Chodesh L'Chodesh HaShana, telling us that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the beginning date for the new Karbanos. Rav Huna then brought a pasuk in Divrei Yamim describing the fact that the Nevi'im would announce to the people to bring their Masois Moshe, the Machzis HaShekel, as Moshe Rabbeinu commanded in the Midbar. Since the Nevi'im found it necessary to announce this mitzvah, Beis Din instituted this announcement as a yearly practice. The Gemara said that if there is a leap year and there are 2 months of Adar, we announce the collection of the Machzis HaShekel in the second Adar, as it is closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If we would announce this on the first of Adar Rishon, there would be 60 days until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and people would not heed the call. Reb Chizkiya then asked, perhaps we should say that those who live far from Eretz Yisrael should begin announcements about sending Shkolim months earlier, so that it should arrive on time in Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We actually do set three different times during the year for the collection of the funds on each of the Yom Tovim. Isn't this then to accommodate those who are sending their Machzah Shekel from afar? The Gemara answered that everyone must get their Machzah Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's only the ceremony of Trumas HaLishka that happens three times a year, on the three Yom Tovim, when all the Yidden come for a Leila Regel. It's done that way, just to show them that they all have a chelik in all of the karbanos that are brought throughout the year. The Gemara then went on to teach some important Musa lessons connected with the Machzah Shekel. Yehud ben Pazi b'shem Rebbe taught, how can we read the following contrasting Pesukim and not be afraid of the tremendous power of the Yetzihara? By the donations of the Mishkan, the Pasuk says, Kol Nadiv Leif, only those with generous natures donated. Whereas for the Egel Hazav, the Pasuk says, V'yisparku kolam, everyone came running. By Matan Tari, the Pasuk says, V'yotzei Moshe Yisra'am, B'nai Yisrael needed to be led out to Har Sinai. Whereas to ask for spies to spy out the land, the Pasuk says, V'tikravin elai kulchem, everyone came running to Moshe Rabbeinu. By Kriyas Yamsuf, B'nai Yisrael answered Moshe Rabbeinu's lead in the Shira, as the Pasuk says, Oz Yashir Moshe. Whereas in speaking bad about Eretz Yisrael, everyone had what to say without being coaxed by anyone, as the Pasuk says, V'tisa kol ha'edas kailam. Rabbi Yisrael Rechanina taught that in fact B'nai Yisrael realized their mistakes, and in the end brought the gold and donations to the Mishkan as a repentance for any misdeeds that they did in the Cheder Egel. The Gemara then returned to the halachas of the Machzah Shekel. Reb Chagi B'Shem Reb Shmuel Ben Nachman taught that the word Truma is mentioned three times in Pesukim to refer to three different types of donations, Trumas Adonim, Trumas Shkolim, and Trumas HaMishkan. Donations for the silver sockets that held up the Mishkan, donations for the silver coins to buy the Karbanos, and the donations for the Mishkan. Reb Shmuel Ben Gamliel taught that Mitzvahs HaNoigus Ba'adr Sheni all the mitzvahs mentioned in our Mishnah that were performed in Adar, in a leap year, are performed only in the second Adar, with the exception of Hesped v'Tainis, which are also observed in the first Adar.